Gentlemen?
Hello.
Hello.
Cruz. I'm an actor, a singer, a songwriter, a musician, a comedian. I did the voice of, started out, I guess my claim to fame would be with David Lynch's soundtracks, Blue Velvet. I did a song and that got in the movie. And so then it led me to different things with different people. I was one of the B-52s, and I got to team up with Khan. It took him a while to get me out, but to actually find myself on stage so that Julie Cruz isn't just pianissimo. Julie Cruz is also double forte. She is everything. And that was a great, great release.
Well, my name is Khan. I met Julie and Kid in New York. I was living in New York for 10 years, from 92 to 2002. And I've been making music for a long time. And I come from electronic music. And for me, you know, being an electronic musician, it's sometimes it's such a small little case in a way. And I just thought, you know, it's about time that computers just become a regular instrument, just like a guitar or something. That's why I teamed up with singers and other musicians. And what mostly interested me was like people that really have their own language, that have their own cosmos around them by personality, by sound, just what they do. And this is, yeah, this is how I asked these people if they were interested in working with me, and everybody said yes. And there became great friendships in the end, and you know, it was just really fun. Now I live in Berlin since 9 years, and we haven't played in a long time.
No, almost 10 years
since I moved. And Alexander Hacke from Neubauten called me and asked me if I wanted to be part of this tour, and of course I was interested, and I was very glad about that he called me. And then I was like, okay, this is time to call Kid and Julie and get back together again, and that's why we're here.
My name is Kid Congo Powers, and I am a guitar player. I started playing guitar and started my first band called The Gun Club with Jeffrey Lee Pierce in the late 70s. And then I played other times with The Cramps and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. I did 3 years with them, and now I do a group called Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds, just my own group, and also do other projects like with Khan and Kid and Julie.
Which is a real treat.
Yeah, and I've collaborated with lots of great people, and and I really think I've kept that up with these people. And
something magic happens when the three of us are on stage. We complete each other, and it's really.
Thank you.
Because I started playing guitar in the early punk rock days when everyone could pick up an instrument and start playing and be in a band. And Jeffrey Lee Pierce of the Gun Club told me, well, blues players, John Lee Hooker plays with the open tuning, which is an open chord. And it's actually very much a blues thing, and also a very big in country. Open G is very big in country and D. But a blues is an open E, which is I use. And I actually keep a very bluesy idea of what I do. And I was also influenced by things like by the avant-garde and the no-wave New York scene of the early 80s. And that at the same time, discovering blues and that at the same time, it all made sense to me to...
I think this is kind of a strange thing because when, you know, I come from techno music and electronic music, it was kind of, I think, it was the same atmosphere. It was also like, hey, you don't have to know an instrument, you don't have to know how to read music. It was very much punk rock, just, 30 years later or something?
Where I come from is classical world, a French horn player in the Chicago Symphony and Broadway, and I was actually writing out music, and I'd come over to cons, and, well, it wasn't necessary. Nobody used it, you know.
Woo!
I can complete Khan's tracks. Kid can play something, and I know it's Kid because his personality comes through his instrument. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and the thing for me also with this collaboration is that I have kind of a few things I really love about music, and whoever I collaborate with has to meet these requirements, and that is that, and these two fit, yep. That they are,
yes.
They are sexy, the music is dangerous, but also humorous at the same time.
Shirley Horn, she's fantastic, soft singer, very romantic. I wasn't trying to emulate her. I was trying, what I try to do as an actress is try to take the music and the lyrics and sing them as appropriately as I can in the moment. Use them as a script. So whether it calls for a soft, sexy voice or a big powerhouse, you're going to get it.
Where are you?
Thank you.
Angelo was actually the musical director of the worst musical I've ever been in my life. It was called Boys in the Life Country Band, and it was right when I moved to New York at Musical Theater Works in the East Village. So everybody was goth except for me with the big hair. Mm. And I couldn't go goth because I had to do auditions the next day. I got introduced to Andy Warhol and in a bar, and got to go over there and do my audition pieces for him. Angelo went on. 4 years went by. I'd always check in now and again. You know, he noticed I had a good ear for harmonies and stuff. I was really nothing in the show. But Angelo finally called, and he said, I'm looking for the singer. And I brought him all these singers, rock singer, a Persian singer, every kind of singer you could imagine, to sing Mysteries of Love that David had written on a napkin. He wrote out some lyrics on the napkin. So finally I just said, let me do it. Let me do it. It's just bringing my high voice down. Let me do it. So I did it at the Brill Building, and Angela loved it, and David loved it. And a year later, picked up the phone, and Warner Brothers said, do you want a deal? Straight crazy things happen, you know.
So with Julie, it's usually I give her a track. She writes the lyrics on top. She just finds sort of a sound.
It's such a perfect, he's so easy to write the film treatment. He gives me a film treatment, and I just fill in the dialogue. It's perfect. I know exactly what he's saying.
Then we record the vocals, and I finish the arrangement and the mixing with the vocals in the end. But I mean, it's always like, you know, I have a piece of music, and then Julie puts the vocals on top, and it becomes something completely new. It's a new thing.
So I had a melody, if a melody doesn't exist, a melody and lyric. But mainly lyrics are my strong point.
And I think it's very important that the singers also write the lyrics, because, you know, it's very common also, again, in electronic music, that the producer tells the singer, hey, do this, do that, do it like this, do that.
Yeah, this isn't I Got the Power.
Yeah, exactly. This is not what we want to do. I mean, this is just a collaboration between artists.
Don't say anything, darling. Just smile.
just the art of being a girl.
I would say über drama,
yes.
Big drama and dramatic. Comedy. It's like it's crying and laughing at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And you have to like these people. You have to really. These are two of my favorite souls on the planet, and it's an honor to play with them.
It's just who
I think
we
it's beyond
are.
Experiment.
I think it's just who we are and what we like doing.
Kid, I always looked up to. He really, you know, wow. He was, you know, he was there. I'm the Andy Griffith of the downtown scene. I'm not cool. I'm not anything, you know. But I have to just keep it that way because that's just the way I am.
Yeah, I like the collaboration because it's three different people from three very different genres of music, you know, coming from what we're known for.
Well, my husband said that the most exciting thing he's ever seen in anything I've ever done, and he's a big fan of Con and a big fan of Kid, but the most exciting thing he's ever seen me do is we were in a bar on 14th Street, real little bar. The three of us. And he said, it's brilliant. When you guys are together, it's complete brilliance.
Yeehaw. Say hello.
Suitcases packed. Bank accounts are empty. More attacks, yeah. Programming's free and scheduled. We call it known. Confused, ashamed, hungover. You'll wonder what's wrong. Say to yourself, where did she go this time? San Jose. Yes, that is where I am. We'll be right back. No one will ever suspect he's not the Fabiola guy. When she lies, and I'm such an innocent type. Well,
I care that people understand what we do and that they can feel it, that we're serious about this.
They do.
You know, it's serious, and that we are, you know, human beings that just want to achieve something artistically in our lives, and, you know, that we want to grow.
Yeah, find an alternative way to say something.
I'm not trying to be different. Yeah. This is the way I am. I'm not trying to be any different than I am.
Thank you.
Egy megbízható magándetektívet kerestem, és a maga nevét adták meg.
Egy rejtélyes gyilkosság.
Maga is és a rendőrség is azzal vádol, hogy belekeveredtem a gyilkosságba. Úgy látom, csak azzal tisztázhatom magam az önök légből kapott vágyai alól, ha megkötözve előállítom a gyilkosokat. Tudja követni, fiam, vagy mondjam lassabban?
Szemtanúk nincsenek. Csak egy értéktelennek tűnő szobor.
A fekete madárról lesz szó?
Főszerepben Humphrey Bogart.
Miből van ez a madár?
Valami fekete kőből, nem tudom, egyszer láttam, akkor is csak egy perc.
Duna Film Club. A Máltai Sólyom. Szombaton 16 óra 15 perckor a Dunán.
Gyerekek voltak.
Géppisztollyal.
A diktatúra a kamaszoktól is félt.
Mond, bántottak?
Focisztak.
Kóhérai nem kegyelmeztek neki.
Nem szenved olyan megbetegedésben, mely miatt a halálos ítélet rajta végrehajtható ne volna.
Az 56-os forradalom jelképévé vált.
Te tényleg itt akarsz megnökleni?
Egy pesti srác, akinek ismerjük a nevét. Mansfeld. Szombaton este a Dunán.
El kell felejtened azt, ami ebben a házban történt.
Sötét titkok.
A 9-ben megöltek ott egy híres énekesnőt.
Fájó emlékek.
Miért ne élhetnénk ott?
Hagyj fel minden reménnyel. Főszerepben Charles Boyaé és Ingrid Bergman.
Félek, rettegek ebben a házban.
Duna mozi. Gázláng.
Nem lehet, hogy ő.
George Cukor filmjét vasárnap 19 óra 30 perckor tekinthetik meg a Dunán. Figyelem, a múltba révedés gyönyörködtet, mert ha nyaralás, akkor Balaton. És ha Balaton, akkor vízi bicikli, lángos, aztán vanília puncs. Balaton Retro. Életképek a 60-as, 70-es évekből. Hétfőn 21 óra 10 perckor a Dunán.